This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and we invite you to join us here on the radio waves. This live Saturday edition continuing now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can join us on the Discord on-air call-in lines. We got multiple Discord lines available to you now over at discord.lrn.fm. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Riley.
And Mark.
So at the very end of the last hour, things were getting a little heated with a caller who was on the line, Bob, who I think was calling from Indianapolis. And I'd asked him to hang on, asked him to hold through the news, and he dropped off the line shortly after we went into the news break there. But there were some interesting, outrageous things that were being said, and it's a shame he dropped off because I know, Mark, you had some questions for him. It sounded like he was suggesting you were a racist.
Well, he said that Donald Trump and Republicans are racists, but he said a bunch of other things. He said that Larry was an Oreo. Larry's a caller.
A black gentleman who called in.
Claimed on multiple occasions to be black, and, you know. That's
he
fine.
Used the term colored
right.
to describe himself.
He also used the term Negra. Yeah. You know, whatever. So Larry said he said that Larry was an Oreo. So that suggests, A, that black people should think a certain way. And that white people do think a certain way, right? So
he suggested that's
a black
Bob
man
thinks,
who
yeah.
thinks like a white man was the suggestion.
Which both is outrageous.
Outrageous and racist.
I don't know if it's racist as much as it is stereotyping.
Stereotypical. You're right.
Yeah.
Better term.
It could be racist if Bob believes that his race is superior to another person's race.
Any race is superior.
Right.
He could believe a different race
True.
Is superior, and that's
yeah,
still
and
racist.
Would be racist.
You're right. That's stereotypical thinking.
It's ugly.
It's
thinking.
Prejudicial thinking. And prejudicial thinking, that sort of thing. Secondly,
it ignores the fact that people are individuals, and everybody gets to choose for themselves who they align themselves with politically for whatever reasons they want to, not because of the color of their skin. It's ridiculous on its face.
And there's no doubt that the Republicans, specifically, namely, Goldwater and Nixon had something called the Southern Strategy back in the late 60s and early 70s, and that this is a historical truth. This occurred, and I wouldn't try to diminish that. But the idea that everyone who calls themselves a Republican, or everyone who has been elected as a Republican, or everyone who's a member of the Republican Party, or whatever label you want to have, is a racist, is some... it's intentionally broad, yeah. sweeping statements that have, look, I know that there are racists that vote Republican.
There's racists that vote Democrat.
Well, I think that this, that Larry, what's the gentleman's name? I'm sorry, the caller that was
the
on.
The guy that was last on, Bob, yeah.
Yeah, Bob is evidence of that.
Let's continue with your calls and your thoughts. Jim is on the line listening to KTFS in Texas, Texarkana. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, great. You're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I have a perspective on this Russian email whole scheme. You know, obviously yeah. the Russians have probably tried to be involved in our elections since after World War II in some way or another. Now, whether they've really actually been able to influence our elections is probably really questionable. I mean,
well, I can tell you this before you go on. It was RT, Russia Today, the news agency, that held third-party debates. In this last election season. Oh, no, that's them influencing the election by giving Americans a greater choice of which political parties they could consider. So RT actually did good things for America.
You'd think CNN might give that a shot, but
nope. Here's my point.
Yeah.
If I was you put yourself in the Russians' position, you say, "What can we really affect this election?" Probably not. But can we affect future elections? Now, providing emails, we know that Clinton's emails have been hacked, you know, back in the classified emails and the question about all that. I mean, emails can be hacked. So I also heard that there was something about maybe the Russians actually approached the Clintons and gave them emails about, from Sanders or something. But anyway, it seems to me that the Russians could say, hey, we've got a connection here with the Clintons, or we've got a connection with the Trumps. Why don't we just set up a meeting and hand them a little flash drive and say, here's the emails that we've got that were hacked. Would you be interested in having these? And then turn around, if they left it with them, and say, leak it out to the media that, you know, there was emails that were given to the Republicans, or there was emails given to the Clinton campaign. Let that go in the media, and all of a sudden now you've got guilt by association. And the best thing that they can do as far as any kind of espionage or spies or whatever would be to use themselves to put a bad light on whoever they want to. So if they can associate themselves with somebody, then the American people go, oh, no, you know, this is crazy. So it's not going to affect – it didn't affect this election, but it certainly could affect future elections. Because
one of the claims is that the Russians, you know, used Facebook and Twitter to, you know, advertise ideas or whatever, spread misinformation and information to the American people. But I find this to be the most flimsy of claims because, I mean, that doesn't say that any of the votes were changed as a result. Yeah. I mean, if I see a piece of information or misinformation on the election, I make a decision as to how to vote, but it's still my vote. It's not the Russians' vote, and maybe it's true. Maybe what they said was true, and maybe what they said was false. But I can assure you I've been lied to by far more American politicians than I have by Russian spies.
Whatever the worst-case scenario is about these Russian election meddling allegations, it's never crossed into allegations of fraud. It's always just been, well, they hacked that email server. Well, they might have influenced some advertising or something. And it's like, so what?
And the question I would have to ask is, why does it really matter now? We're almost two years from the election.
Well, because it's going to affect future elections. Obviously, it's going to put a bad light on Trump for his next election bid, obviously. If Hillary had won and she had received those emails, then it could have also affected hers. The only person that they didn't give anything to was Bernie Sanders. Why?
Yeah, but is it going to put a bad light on Trump? I mean, because all the people who want to believe in Hillary Clinton already hate Trump, and all the people who love Trump love Trump. So, I mean, how is, you know, the fact or the allegation that email server was hacked by the Russians going to change anything?
Because, well, it's what the media is doing with it. The media is using it to, I mean, every day you just can't get away from it. So,
but wait, Mark, didn't you have an, hold on, before you go on, Jim, didn't you have an article, I don't think we ever got into it, a few weeks ago about how the people, the only people who believe the media in a large number are Democrats?
Right, that basically Republicans and independents at this point just don't believe mainstream media anymore. Like three out of four Republicans.
Did they include Fox News? When they were asking you about that?
That's what they're talking about. They just think that mainstream media lies.
And they included Fox News.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Good.
But we all know that if you can get the margins between victory are so thin. I mean, obviously, everybody was shocked that Trump won, and he won by whatever margins he won by. He didn't even win the popular vote. So if it's that close, and you can get enough people fired up that didn't vote last time, to vote against Trump because of his collusion with the Russians, then actually the Russians have affected the next election, not this election.
Well, it's an interesting theory, but I think that by the time the next election comes around, it's going to be a whole new load of, you know, dirty laundry. I think everybody's going to have forgotten about the allegations from 2016, but I think you Russia, the call.
I think Russia is Democrat for Benghazi at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be water under the bridge, and, you know, we've still got a whole solid two more years here, and they're going to still have plenty of things to talk about Trump doing between now and then, and I'm sure new allegations will be unearthed. Because that's politics, man. You can pretty much count on that stuff. The toll-free number is
They'll need new allegations because the old ones will be boring.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Matthew is in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew.
Hello, and I don't know how much time I have, but I will try to make it worth your while.
All right.
Earlier, y'all were talking about the Trump bump, and
I was questioning it.
Pretty much Wednesday after the election, where I work at, and I work in the oil field, I manufacture oil field downhole tools. We have been busy, busy, and busy-er. In fact, we just slowed down a tiny bit last week.
All right, hold on. I'll bring you back here, Matthew. You can tell us more from the oil fields here in moments.
I would think the fossil fuel industry would have received a bump from Trump.
There's more on the way here at 855 450 free like freedom. Join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs in the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. We invite you to join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves toll free. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. No, we don't. We've got Discord. I'm messing it up once per night. Discord.lrn.fm. We dumped Skype earlier this week. Discord.lrn.fm. That's actually, we got one call holding there. We're going to go to that coming up shortly. But first, we're going back to Matthew in Louisiana. But I also want to let you know about the Tom Woods podcast. He was the creator of, and is the creator of, over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History, New York Times best-selling author, and has started his own show back in 2013. So he's racked up 1,200 episodes, approximately that many so far, because he produces every single weekday. There are very few shows in the libertarian podcast realm
that take their job that seriously.
Yeah, that produce that often. We are one of them because we do 7 days a week. We also do a radio show.
Right.
He's doing a podcast 5 days per week, which is awesome. He's had some great guests like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more, including a bunch of great topics like the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. So you can find the Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. Earlier in the show tonight, we started out, Mark, you were talking about this Trump bump, and I questioned it. I wanted to know more about it. We kind of broke it down and basically found out that it's, you know, to me at least, it seems like mythology. But Matthew in Louisiana says he believes that there's something to it. Matthew, you were just getting started telling us that you work in, the oil fields?
Yeah, we manufacture downhole oil field tools. This is the stuff that people who own oil wells use to service their wells if they think they have a future. If they don't, they just walk away. Mm-hmm. The bank shows up to repo their property. There ain't nothing there.
Right. Gotcha.
You know, they just abandon the dang well. And that's unfortunate when they do that because it causes other issues. But we've been just blowing and going since literally the day after Donald Trump was elected. We just cannot build the tools fast enough. We're having to tell our customers, hold on, you're going to have to wait in line because the line is long.
Let me ask you a real question,
Matthew. We dominate our sector.
So does this this production of oil drilling well parts, does that make
it's oil servicing tools, not drilling tools.
Okay, servicing tools. Does this make you a roughneck also, or if not,
No.
What is a roughneck?
By no means am I a roughneck.
Okay.
Roughnecks are some serious characters. They got, like, first off, they've got upper body strength that just you cannot believe.
Okay.
They tend to be tough. They ain't always the brightest guys on earth, but they are ingenious at figuring out workarounds for when equipment does something it ain't supposed to do or stuff like that.
All you have to do is be good at your job. You know?
Yeah.
What's the difference between a roughneck and a redneck?
God, why do I work with this guy?
A redneck is specifically referring to a geographic region that extends from kind of the Houma, Louisiana area. Well, actually, even though Texans now call themselves rednecks.
Are you saying people in the north can't be rednecks?
You can be an honorary redneck. If your belt buckle is larger than a dinner plate, you might be a redneck.
I'm going to say, I've seen rednecks in New England. I know there are rednecks in New England, but I'd always heard redneck had to do with the fact that they're sunburnt on the back of their neck because they're outside working.
Well, Google defines it as a working class white person, especially a politically reactionary one from a rural area.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that, redneck.
Right, rural doesn't have to be South.
Yeah, I would say that you'd have to be from the South to be redneck.
And I've always heard roughneck in terms of like an oil derrick kind of worker, like a hard-working.
Yeah. They're the guys who work the derricks. They're the guys who swing the drill pipe. They are not the service hands. They are not the guys who just get started on the rig. Those are called roustabouts.
So, Matthew, just to clarify, you're saying as soon as Trump was elected, you noticed a detectable increase in being busy at work in the oil sector. Do you think that has to do with just pure speculation by the industry that things are going to get better? Or has there actually been some kind of news that Trump has actually done something at all to reduce regulations on the oil business?
I do know it has a lot to do with what's been going on at the EPA and the de-emphasization of the theory of man-made global warming. One of the most radical things that Trump's EPA secretary did.
So what you're saying is this is political. You're saying this is a reaction to political changes, not anything specific. They're expecting something to change, but nothing has happened. You haven't actually seen any news headlines within industry publications or anything saying, hallelujah, they've rolled back regulations on the oil business. That hasn't happened.
No, then here's the problem, is that the industry publications, we rely on primarily the same mainstream news sources that everybody else does.
Really?
And they aren't saying
anything. With all the money in the oil business, they don't have their own. They don't have their own journalists. They don't have Oil Derricks Monthly, the magazine that's out there investigating the list.
Even the Rig Zone, which is an international global oil industry reporting publication, relies on the AP. They rely on
AP is a great organization.
CBS News, ABC News.
Interesting.
And I'm looking at this stuff, and I'm like, well, hell, I couldn't tell you which 10 regulations have actually come off. I do know one thing that, and this I get from Breitbart, which does have its own reporters that have about 10. Mm-hmm. That when Zinke insisted that any new regulation that the EPA put on has to be backed up by real science that was peer-reviewed, everybody had a freaking cow. That's why the price of beef is going down, by the way. Everybody's having cows.
Matthew, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate your input. Let's talk to Dada Mongol on the line, on our Discord line. Dada Mongol, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi, yeah.
Yes, sir. You're calling from Ireland.
Ireland, yeah, right. Yeah, I just calling, to ask you, I just found you guys, about, a couple of weeks ago. So I was just thinking, what are libertarians, the fundamentals of it,
What are the libertarian fundamentals?
Yeah. Same, you have, socialism, you have its certain fundamentals, conservative have a central fundamentals. So what about libertarians? What are the fundamentals? The belief of it, you believe in free market, minimal state, this kind of thing.
I think
this
for... I think for me as a libertarian, I believe in the non-aggression principle, which is basically that you don't harm your neighbor or take its stuff.
Or advocate that the state does either.
Right.
Well, let's talk about that further. Let's get into what the non-aggression principle is, some fundamentals for Dada Mongol. And is it just the non-aggression principle, or are there other libertarian fundamentals as well? This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE LIKE FREEDOM. And then there's that Discord room over at discord.lrn.fm.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at mymagicmud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Authorities say the man who stole an empty Horizon Air plane from SeaTac International Airport in Seattle was a 3.5-year Horizon employee, and he had clearance to be among aircraft. The 76-seat twin-engine plane was stolen around 8 p.m., then piloted by Richard Russell. An air traffic controller tried to talk him down.
Hey, you think if I land this successfully, I'll have to go get me a job as a pilot?
You know, I think they would give you a job doing anything if you could pull this off.
Damn it, Andrew! People's lives are at stake here!
Now, Rich, don't say stuff like that.
Nah, I'm sorry, I don't want to hear no one.
About an hour after it was stolen, the saga ended in a fiery crash. Russell, who sounded suicidal, didn't have a pilot's license. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk live Saturday edition of the show. You dial toll free, take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want. And the number for you is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Discord on air call in lines. We have them available to you. Two of them are actually occupied, so there's one open for you over at discord.lrn.fm. And the cool thing about Discord is if all of a sudden Discord becomes even more popular, I can just add more call-in lines. Need three more? Boom. I'll do it in, 2 minutes. It's no problem. And it sounds great, and we get to control the audio quality, unlike the former mega corporation that we were using prior
to say
this.
Skype. God.
It's like Skype has become a swear word to Ian.
So we're going to
get him soft in the head.
Continue here with your calls and thoughts, but I also want to let you know that Anarchapulco is going to be here before you know it. I know 6 months doesn't sound like a lot, or it does sound like a lot sometimes, but it's going to be here fast. So start planning now to attend Anarchapulco 2019. It's February 14th through the 19th, and they're already starting to announce some of the speakers, including some big names. Ron Paul is back at Anarchapulco. Go to anarchapulco.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. You'll get 15% off the tickets. Keep in mind, 2018's Anarchapulco, which, Mark, you and I had the pleasure of attending.
Yep, had several of them.
Was sold out
so
for the
first
time.
So get your tickets early, I
exactly.
guess.
Exactly. The sooner the better, because it's sold out, and it's Ron Paul again this year, or in 2019, which means there's a good chance that even if they move to the larger venue, which they were talking about doing, on there's this tremendously beautiful resort that we were at last year, and they had a much, much larger room. Like, the room that we were in was huge. It held at least 1,500 people in it. And there was another room that they didn't have rented that there was like some soccer organization, football organization that had rented, which can hold, I think, 3,000 people. So there's a chance it's going to be in the bigger room this year, and there's also a chance that'll still sell out. So again, go to anarchapulco.com. It gets February 14th through the 19th coming up in 2019. We'll look forward to seeing you there because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. As we continue here, we actually have a call coming in from over the seas, over in Ireland, where Dada Mongol is on the line with us on our Discord on-air call-in line room. And Dada Mongol, you said you're kind of new to the ideas of libertarianism. You'd ask for a brief primer. You know, what is it about? What are the fundamentals, I think was the word that you'd used. And Riley, you responded by saying the non-aggression principle is the main principle of libertarianism. But can you maybe describe what that is a little bit further, Riley?
Sure. The non-aggression principle is this idea that you don't use force to achieve political or social goals. You don't use force to... use aggressive force to build schools. Like, if I want to build a school, I'm not going to go rob my neighbors in the form of taxation to build the school. I'm going to find a way to build the school, maybe start a fund for the school, and if people want to donate to the fund, they can donate to the fund. So the idea of being a libertarian is people are free to do as they want as long as they're not harming anybody else.
But if they do harm somebody, you can use defensive force. So, right. For instance, the school that you built, you could, if there were, an army of raving Mongols coming after you, Tartars or whatever's coming to take over the school, you can defend it with defensive force.
Exactly. And the important thing to remember about libertarianism is it's all voluntary. You're not forcing people to do things against their will.
I think before we get to your call or your thought, Dada, there was a caller last night for listeners that maybe weren't tuned in then. We had a lengthy conversation about there was a guy in Germany who called in also on Discord, and he did not understand the idea that supporting the state is tantamount to supporting violence against your neighbors. Can you see that, Dada, or is that, you know, confusing to you?
I agree with you. Like, you know, I see what you guys are doing. Like, you know, I found you on YouTube, like on the freaking.com, like, mm-hmm. You know, the channel. That's how I found you guys.
Thank you. That's my channel.
Yeah. I completely agree what you're doing, like, you know, you're standing up for yourself, like, you know, I agree with what you're saying, but my concern was, like, you know, let's say if you, like, you know, to achieve what you're trying to achieve, like, you know, if you, to achieve it, like, how is this, like, the free state is going to work, like, you know, if, like, there's no
restriction. How do we get, can I rephrase the question and tell me if I'm right on this? Are you asking how do we get from where we are now to where we want to be, which is to say a stateless society, a place without an organization with a monopoly on coercive force? Is that your question?
Yeah, it's a little bit after that. Like, how is it going to work? Like, you know, like, you know, that's why I say, like, there should be, like, at least a minimum state, like, you know, some kind of regulation. You can't take everything out of it, like, you know. That's kind
sure.
of what I'm confused about. Like, you
sure.
know,
I don't necessarily disagree with you, but let me ask you this. Let's say you and I are part of this minimal state that you're talking about. We live in, Liberland here, right? Liberty Land. And Ian is in Liberty Land, but he's not, he's just not happy enough. So we've got the white, what they call the night watchman state. It handles the army, the roads, the judicial system, and, whatever else it, and police, right? So it handles those things, but nothing else. It doesn't intrude in any other way. But Ian doesn't like that. He doesn't want to have to deal with those rules. So Ian says, I've got 500 acres here in Liberty Land, and I want to secede. So, should we be able to enforce taxes upon him if he doesn't use any of the services, the police, the military, or whatever it is that we have? Should we be able to enforce upon him those taxes that we want him to pay?
No, you should not be able to.
Then you, congratulations, my friend. You are a full-bore libertarian.
I got to know, the chat, there's someone in our chat room who's saying that you have an Irish accent, and it sounds more African to me. Can you describe your where your accent comes from?
Exactly. I'm from Mauritius.
Uh-huh. Yep. Okay. So African.
I don't.
Well, Mauritius is off the coast of Africa, but I wouldn't call it an African accent.
It sure as heck is a lot. You know, it's not Irish. It's not Irish.
It's not Irish, right?
What? What's the language? What's the language in Mauritius? The primary language.
Creole.
It's
near French. Get you French.
Yeah, Creole French.
So like a French African guy living in
France,
Ireland.
Pretty much all those islands in the Indian Ocean, France had some level of control of it at one point.
Speaking of secession, how's the secession movement up there? Wasn't Scotland trying to secede from the UK a little while back?
Yeah. Like they did not. Well, they tried it. Like they've got like They have their own parliament now, I think.
Yeah, Scotland's. Really? Scotland has had its own parliament since 1999, and Ian, what's going on with the Scottish secession movement is that the first...
But I don't know, because, you know, there's a Brexit and whatever is going on and stuff like that. And
yeah, we've been following some of it here. Donna, I want to thank you for the call tonight. Feel free to call in again sometime if you have any other questions. Appreciate it. I know you're new to the show. He actually was in our Twitch chat room earlier tonight asking about the libertarian fundamentals, and I said, hey, our phones are open, man. Call in. We'll put you on.
Right. No libertarianism problem. Is fundamentally...
Riley was explaining...
I know. I just want to wrap it up real quick. Yeah. Libertarian is fundamentally the ability to say no thank you.
Exactly.
Okay, so Scottish update, Riley?
So here's what I know what's going on with Scottish independence. There's the Brexit thing going on, and then we have the Scots who don't like Brexit because they didn't vote for it. They want to break away from England and join the European Union again.
Ah, okay.
However, this is what's going on. Nicola Sturgeon, who's the current First Minister of Scotland, is not suggesting at this point that she has the idea of Scottish secession in the docket for the next 5 years. And that's concerning to some Scots, I think. And I saw that in the Scotsman a few days ago.
So the politicians of note are putting the brakes on any kind of forward motion for secession.
Man, can you imagine politicians that don't try to help with the will of the
politicians
people?
Politicians just love to slow things down.
Well, of course, they did vote it down, the initial secession proposal, which happened before the Brexit.
Yeah, they did.
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the last Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in, take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And that's also where a bunch of chat rooms live, so if you want to chat with other Free Talk Live listeners. So the call-in lines are just one of the features of the Discord server. The main point of Discord is to chat with other people, not just on the air, but to chat with other listeners in our chat rooms.
Yeah. Often they're talking about the show. Often they're not.
Yeah. There are people in there during the show, before and after Free Talk Live. It's a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week chat server. There are different rooms with different channel topics like cryptocurrency, gaming, New Hampshire, and, of course, there's the Free Talk Live channel that is there right now and usually has people in it during the live hours of the show, which are 7 to 10 at night Eastern time, 7 nights per week. So join the fun over on the Discord server. There are apps, by the way, so if you want to grab the app for your smartphone or maybe Linux, Windows, or Macintosh, that makes it really easy to use Discord. But if you don't don't really care for apps, then you can just use their web version. Although if you want to use it to call in, you really ought to get the app. So once again, go to discord.lrn.fm. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Matt. He's in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Hello, Matt.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, you're on the air.
I hate bothering you with this. No one's talking about this. Everyone likes to talk about how Brett Kavanaugh is this for guns and this for abortion, etc. I've heard a report on him, and I don't know if you folks have heard about this, that he at one point worked for Hillary Clinton, and some of your viewers, listeners might remember the name Vince Foster, who I believe was a lawyer who worked with Hillary at one point.
Who turned up dead, right?
Yeah, and supposedly Brett Kavanaugh's name was linked to the quote-unquote cleanup of this. I'm just wondering if I've only heard this once. I've not heard anybody else talk about this. I'm curious to know what you folks have heard about Brett Kavanaugh ever working with Hillary Clinton in the past.
I actually have not heard anything, but maybe Mark and Ian have.
Yeah, I don't. It's the first I've heard of it. I see that there's something. When you Google it, 500,000 results come up. So something's going on here. It says Brett Kavanaugh's role in the Vince Foster investigations after investigating Clinton White House and Vince Foster's death, .. Washington Post. Kavanaugh paper chase threatens to draw out confirmation battle. So I don't know anything other than that I've just done a Google search, and apparently there's some relationship to what you're talking about.
Well, The only reason that spears them, obviously, is Hillary. But there's something coming down the pipe to where a lot of the people who want Hillary in prison could end up getting roadblocked by Kavanaugh. And I'm leery about him. I don't think Trump wanted to take him. I've already called my senators and asked them to not confirm him. One's a Republican, one's a Democrat. I don't trust the dude, and no one's talking about.
So you believe that Trump was having his arm twisted into taking this guy?
Yeah, I'm not sure he was going to take the Catholic chick, but I think that he was forced to take Kavanaugh. Whenever Lindsey Graham is all hyped about something, I get suspicious. And there are too many rhinos that are too happy and giddy about Brett Kavanaugh, and I'm just like, something's not right.
There is a 5 fast facts from Heavy.com on Brett Kavanaugh and Vince Foster. Fact number one is he was in charge of an investigation into Vince Foster's death. Fact number two, Kavanaugh's paper trail includes documents on Vince Foster's death. And then the details here, it says one issue with his nomination is the extensive nature of his paper trail. In addition to working on the Foster case, he helped Kenneth Starr with the investigation and impeachment of Bill Clinton, even helping author the Starr report. Furthermore, Kavanaugh served in the administration of former President George W. Bush before Bush named Kavanaugh to the federal bench. All that has given critics and supporters a lot of paper to dig through. Among those papers are some documents on Vince Foster's death, according to Politico.com. The site reports that Kavanaugh compiled about 20,000 documents during his tenure with Starr, although they deal with many topics. And then they give the government manifest listing the documents in the archive, including Vince Foster documents that Politico pulled out of the Kavanaugh records, including graphic notes from the police sergeant who responded to the scene. The documents contain notations such as no note, no keys, no wallet, bills and telephone records from Foster's stay at a hotel shortly before his death. He made a large number of calls. Grand jury testimony by White House counsel Bernard Nussbaum relating to a call from a Clinton advisor after Foster died. I don't see that has any kind of connection to Vince Foster beyond him investigating the case. This doesn't, I mean, it's, at least thus far, I'm not seeing anything in these initial allegations.
He sounds like a political creature. If you're trying to drain the swamp, would you want somebody who's been in a former president's administration?
He's obviously not trying to drain the swamp. Look at the people he's appointing in here. What's the attorney general guy? The old dude. I'm forgetting
Jeff
his name
Sessions?
Right now.
Sessions.
Yeah. So, I don't know, Matt. I mean, certainly there's all kinds of corruption in D.C. It wouldn't surprise me if this judge, like many judges, is dirty. I don't know if you've stumbled onto his dirt, though, in this particular case.
All right. Well, I'm still a little leery, but thank you for clearing that up.
You should be leery of any politician, because politicians are nothing but thugs, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's not a good guy. I'm not saying he's a good guy. I'm just saying I don't think this is the dirt that you might be looking for. I thank you for the call tonight, Matt. Let's talk to John. He's in Seattle listening to KITZ. Hello, John.
Hey, enjoy your show. You do a
Thanks.
Good job of covering a lot of issues. My comment is that the idea that somehow the whole American electorate was manipulated into voting for Trump because of the Russians is a huge insult to the American people. I think that actually what's going on, the meddling, is in Mueller and the so-called intelligence community that nobody votes for, that are just year after year telling the American people that, when you voted, you did it because the Russians told you to do it. I mean, that is ludicrous. And we just got to... We got to remember that these are government people trying to tell us that we were manipulated. And by them doing that, they indeed are the ones that are manipulating and meddling in the election.
That's Absolutely.
What of course they are. They're trying to get votes. They're trying to cast fear-mongering over the people so that they vote for somebody who will not...
Good time.
Exactly. Yeah, I think you're making the most important points here, John, and that is that the politicians are the greatest election manipulators of all time. I mean, just look at, for instance, the Republicans and Democrats and how they work together to keep third parties out, like the Green Party
it's
or
theater.
The Libertarian Party.
Yeah, it's theater. It's theater, and they're basically, they're just, it's all about the lobbyists, and it's, you know, $20 trillion, and there's no end to the binge spending.
Yeah, we're at, like, we're headed on up above $20
trillion. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
I'm glad you guys are on it.
John, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Go ahead, Mark.
The American people's relationship to the intelligence community is kind of interesting. On one hand, I mean, the CIA and other intelligence agencies are basically the villain in the vast majority of movies that they appear in, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a few. The Tom Clancy novels might be the best example the opposite side. But most of the time, people are generally don't trust spy agencies, even their own.
Mm.
But, you know, much of the time, in many cases, they just rush right towards them. On one hand, you don't want spy agencies to have this ability to spy on, Americans. On the other hand, you believe what they say. Well, they were lying about...
Which one is it?
Yeah, they were lying about spying on you. Every time we have gotten information about spy agencies spying on Americans, we found out it's a lie.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that they're lying about this Trump-Russian investigation, but I'm saying they're liars. And if you choose to believe liars,
they're proven liars.
Right. Well, liars sometimes tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's a liar to some extent, but liars...
a good lie will mix some elements of truth into it, right?
Right. So,
exactly.
You know, for me, CIA's the bad guys. I've seen the Bourne Identity.
The best lie is the lie that's mixed with enough truth to make it sound true.
Let's go to Pat. He's in Virginia listening to WNIS. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening. How are you?
Hi, Pat. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have you brought up anything about Senator Dianne Feinstein having a Chinese spy in her employ?
I want you to tell me about it. Hang on, Pat. More spying, espionage here on Free Talk Live. Coming up, hour number 3 is on the way. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here on the radio.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.